Voice Radio. Believe it. You're listening to Carrot Voice Radio. This is virtually yours. Tonight's topic is navigating your virtual space. Stick around. This is the Carrot Voice Radio, virtually yours. I am pausing this for a moment because I want to talk to you about navigating your virtual space in the now. Because what we have in front of us are a lot of things that are happening around us. And a lot of folks have been depressed over a period of time wondering, how do I navigate my space? How do I continue working? Well, I'm going to share a little bit about what I've been doing and what I do because I've been in cyberspace for a while now. And so many different levels. Now, there are a lot of different models that are being generated as a result of what is happening. And a lot of it has to do with online training, development, workspace, online. Most things have gone virtual. And because I've had the experience of being virtual for so long, I'm going to share some of my tidbits. Now, The whole idea of being virtual, number one, does not negate the fact that you do have brick and mortar things happening. So you must take a first look at what is it that you're doing and what is your functionality in the now. And the most important thing that I would want to say, and I'm not sounding as excited as I should be, but I want to get home a couple of points. Enthusiasm is the first thing that you have to find, because it's what gets me going every single time, and it maintains my resistance and builds my resiliency. So the most important piece of this whole process is to understand that you still have value inside of your virtual space. And you're going to have to begin learning new things that you're not familiar with. That in itself will probably get you a feeling of wanting to be depressed, but you've got to move from there. You have to. There's no choice. In order for you to achieve what you need, you must begin to become that person that says, you know what, I've had enough of this downward spiral, this emotional displeasure. Let me just spontaneously move towards action. So you now have to volunteer in your space and in the space that is necessary for you to accomplish and maintain on that target, because that's how you are going to build critical mass for yourself and for others. And don't forget that the people who are around you in the virtual world also need to have that opportunity to engage you when you're engaging your clients and be very excited about that whole prospect, because energy is what is happening. Energy is being transferred between two people or two groups rather. And the most important feature of that transference is you being authentic and they being authentic. So what do I mean? In simple terms, don't bullshit people. When you are providing your services, be ready and adequately prepared to present and represent. It's a very crucial thing, you know. And it's not an easy job. But I will say this. Number two, have music in your space. It's an opportunity for you to gain momentum when you become enthusiastic about something, and music helps to provide enthusiasm. For some of you, you get up in the morning before this whole COVID thing came to pass, and inside of all of this confusion in terms of what is going on in the political arena, and is there hope, there's hope, there's fear, there's confusion. But what got you up in the morning is when you set that alarm. Remember setting that alarm for your best song to come on, and it got you out of bed and you got started revving with your morning, and it took you through the day. These pieces still apply. You get up on time, whatever that time is, as it affects you now, and you begin to have your space ready to receive you. So you've got to volunteer into your space and then begin the navigation to understand that the only real thing that has changed is your ability to have other people in your space in close proximity for a continued period of time. My example is when I get up in the morning, I have my coffee, I make my breakfast, and I make sure that I am ready from the night before to begin the process of managing my space. Just because it's virtual does not mean I don't have to plan my work and work my plan. It's very important. And again, the enthusiasm is vital. Now, you may be working for someone else, or you may be working for yourself, or you may be just getting started. These pieces still apply. And whatever you do, make sure that your mental toughness is in place to be continuous about this. And get outside often, you know, in terms of if you have a veranda, if you have a backyard, get outside, breathe easy, relax. Start practicing how to relax. It helps you to remain liquid. I've said it more times than I can remember. But essentially, staying liquid means to keep your focus on the things. But while you're doing that, you're aware of what is going on around you, and you're relaxed, but you're focused. And that is important inside of your virtual space. Now, believe it or not, when you're developing your virtual space, make sure that you understand that you want your place to be comfortable. You don't want to feel restricted. So you stop and think about, well, what do I want my space to look like? I'm sitting in a space, I think 8x9 or 12x9 or something like that. It's not big space, but it is my virtual space where I engage people locally and internationally, and it allows my voice of authenticity to carry my message. And when my message is received, the people who at some point in time meet me in person, which is a part of brick and mortar, and might not even be in a huge location. It might be a COVID restricted, respectful 6 feet. But when they meet me, they meet the same person mentally and voice pitch wise in terms of authenticity that they would meet in person. And I think that that's very important if you're going to live this life of virtual space management and how to navigate it. Now, when people show up virtually, be ready to serve them. That's what you do as an entrepreneur. That's what you do in any kind of event. You're serving people. Leaders are supposed to be servants, and servitude is important because it allows you to give the best of who you are and to offer the best product and service and the best customer care that is possible. You're listening to Carib Voice Radio, and this is Virtually Yours. This show I created as a means of transitioning people in conversation towards what they need to be able to understand and to grow their prosperity, because it's important. When this thing first happened and lockdown began, I wasn't as deprived as many other people or shocked, because a lot of my work that I do is virtual. I haven't met many of my clients. I haven't met many of the people that I deal with in person, but the video conferencing, the audio, like what I'm doing right now, is an opportunity for me to engage them and to help them to see that I'm not a representative. I am the true person with the true message that they want to receive and that can help them to achieve the goals that they achieve. Most people, sometimes when I'm dealing with them, I have to get them in the right frame of mind through talking, through sharing, through asking qualified questions to release that stress that they have or that nervousness of trying to understand what this really looks like. Now, the workshop that I teach, for example, is a virtual workshop. It does have a comparative brick and mortar model, but since COVID has happened, that hasn't really taken place. And now as things are opening up, we're looking at qualifying the COVID regulations and to try to do that in some form of brick and mortar locally and internationally. And we're addressing it, and it's looking good. So when we have more to share about that, we will talk to you about that. But in the meanwhile, while you're in your virtual space, remember your purpose. Why are you in that virtual space? And how long will you work during your virtual time? You know, sometimes I have a difficulty splitting work and quality time with friends, relatives, neighbors, that kind of thing. But I've begun to manage that more as some of these COVID environmental pieces are released. But I don't spend a lot of time attending a lot of events right now. And I've been invited to several. So I have to apologize to the people who are calling and inviting me out to be a part of some of what you're doing. But I can't make it because I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm monitoring behavioral models inside of the conversation for what the COVID environment would look like. So as I continue to navigate and work in my virtual space, I will let you know when I'm ready and available to come. I will even call you and tell you, hey, listen, I'm coming. Are you available? Or are you available? I'm coming. So you know your purpose, understand the value system that you place inside of the delivery model that you have, right? And when you have that in place, then you begin the process of developing the skill sets that you need to keep you calm. Because staying liquid is a vital part of who you are going to be in your virtual space every single day, week, month, year, until this thing, and hopefully it doesn't have to be a complete year, but looking at some of the models that are out here now, many of you are going to continue working in this virtual space. But don't forget, the secondary piece to the virtual space is the brick and mortar that is happening while you're being virtual. It depends on what service or what product you deliver and so on. It's very important. So stay liquid is the key inside of your virtual space. Skill set. What is it that you need to have available in your arsenal of knowledge or skills or abilities? Some people would say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do what I need to do to make myself comfortable. You got to ask yourself, how do you feel about what comfortability looks like for you? Is it a mindset issue? Is it a physical issue in terms of furniture, space, and so on? That's important. And the other thing that you have to look at is your ability to breathe. I've been speaking to people who feel so claustrophobic about this whole process. And I share with them how I breathe and why I use different systems of breathing to keep my resiliency clear, how to keep my body functional, and not feel claustrophobic about anything. Because it was okay when you had a chance to go outside and go and come as you please. It's not as possible in many areas. And this is because I'm talking to people around the globe. Everybody has a different situation, a different scenario. So I can't really say anything for one specific group of people because each person's dynamic is different. The one thing that I recognize in my virtual space, and again, I'm navigating these things, so sometimes my global positioning satellite on what I'm doing will change based on what is going on inside of a specific area. And to me, that's important. But I learn how to take breaks. I qualify my breaks. I make sure I drink a lot of water. And I schedule myself to get up and move around. A lot of people think that I sit and that's all I do. And so when the phone rings and I'm not there, there's some in that, hey, I thought it was going to be there. You can always find him there. But I'm moving strategically. And you have to learn what the strategically look like in your space. How do you strategize to maintain your value and your operational construct? Stick around. We're going to play a quick song for you. And we're going to come back. We don't want to talk your head off. We want to give you the opportunity to understand what we're doing in terms of navigating and managing the virtual space. For example, I have so many songs that artists present to me and ask me to play them. I can't play them all. Some of them I don't want to play. But there are some artists that are really creative in their conversation with the music that I really enjoy. So here's one of them. This is Red Plastic Bag out of Barbados. And his tune is Spontaneous. I played it a little bit before. I'm going to come back and finish it up for you. Stick around. We're going to be right back. Just dropping some music in here for you because I said in my conversation, music is important. Here's Sluggy Dan taking over. I hope this drives your enthusiasm. Taking
up inside my body. Ah, when Quantum come, you don't know me, come to party. Ooh, so don't watch me size, cause yes, we getting on lofty. Why this soccer? Oh, we're not stopping over, we're taking over. This soccer, oh, we're not stopping over, we're taking over. Give me the rhythm, pump it, vibes are pumping, need something, taking the music, coming. Oh gosh, give me the rhythm, pump it, give me the vibes are pumping, I just need something, taking the music, coming. We could be on Eastern Parkway, Notting Hill Carnival, Orbit and 4 Day. From the time you hear sweet music play, and the vibes they bring, seem to break away. How this soccer, oh, we're not stopping over, we're taking over. This soccer, oh, we're not stopping over, we're taking over. Give me the rhythm, pump it, vibes are pumping.
Yeah, you're listening to Carrot Voice Radio, this is virtually yours. I'm in your way live this Friday night, yeah. Okay, so we're going to continue briefly as we get down to the closure of this show, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some things that are important in consideration of your virtual space. Number one, call some people. Check in on them. They're part of your virtual life. Many people have been so emotionally wounded and trapped. They can't call you. They don't know how to call you. Don't take it personal. Don't run to conclusions. Make sure that you spend some time calling up some of those people. I do it. And to be honest with you, a lot of people have not called to check on me. In many cases, I wish they would sometimes, and sometimes I'm glad that they haven't called, because it's important for you to reach out to the people that you know will need you more, because you know what their personality type is or what their attitudes are about life and so on. So if you get the chance to call people that are not calling you, I've done it, and many of them were surprised to hear from me, because they were like, oh man, I'm so glad that you called, because I wanted to call, but I didn't know what to say. And then during this whole process, I also have my own issues going on, and people in my family that are dying and so on. And some of them I never met, and I do get invitations to watch funerals online. And sometimes it's kind of depressing, because I said, you know, in my virtual space, if I didn't know you in the real world, we never talked, we never spoke, but I heard great things about you and I know that you're a blood relative, it makes me feel a certain kind of way. But I do attend when I can, and when I can't, I don't. And you know, because you have a schedule too. You must have a schedule for yourself. This is what helps you to understand what you're doing, when you're doing it, where you're doing it, how you're doing it. Now, I'll recap. You go on purpose when you're moving through this process. You understand why and what you're doing in the virtual space is very important. Very important. Because if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, you're going to become extremely complacent. And I've had to learn to give myself a break, okay? because I enjoy what I do. So for me, it's not a hazmat scenario for me mentally. But you need to move your body a little bit. And in some cases, that's why I play the music, so I can dance and enjoy myself too, you know? Because a lot of the folks I know, some of these artists personally, they are in virtual world lockdown. This whole COVID-19 prospect and scenario, the manifestation of this whole thing has completely left the music business in shambles. Not that it was in shambles before, but now a lot of virtual reconstruction has to happen. A lot of the artists I talk to, they don't believe in doing web performances because they say it's not the same. But you have to learn inside a virtual world to manage your space and understand where your clients are hanging. And you have to, when you're a performance artist, you're performing to elevate people because you're the performer. You're the servant. You're doing what you do so that people can have some sort of joy. It's important to remember that. So if an opportunity presents itself where you're not comfortable, move in the space of uncomfortability to achieve the goal in your virtual space. It's something that I discovered a long time ago. I'm restricted now in terms of travel and so on in so many different ways. So I've had to defer a lot of things until 2021. And as I look at how I defer those things, I have to also look at what is going on in terms of regulation related to COVID, related to COVID spaces. And the one thing that I found interesting as I reflect is that you now have a chance to be more intimate with your client during this virtual time. You can be virtually intimate in your space, because when people call, you have time to talk to them. You don't have to be concerned about safety issues in terms of, you know, catching something, because you're online and you're speaking and you're sharing and you're being authentically used. So when they meet with you in person or they're receiving your product, they know you by now. It's happened to me a couple of times where I met a person for the first time and they said, well, it was really good to meet you again or to talk to you again. And I would say, well, this is our first time. And then we would both start laughing, because the intimacy became so real that they thought they met me. And it's been a couple of years and they're like, man, you know, you're just the same person in person as you are online. That is important. Create your opportunity to be authentic, build out your stickiness in your workspace, in your virtual space, and manage the equity of who you are. Stick around.
Today's show is brought to you by the Blossoming the Inner Spirit program by Athena Lucene, where you learn how to embrace your spiritual giftedness and how to use them to live your most fulfilling life. Register now at blossomingtheinnerspirit.com.
Hi, we're back. I'm telling you, on tomorrow's show for Spirituality in the Mix, we have a new host that's going to be taking the communication to a different level. And I'm excited about it, because now it gives us a lot of opportunities to do much more with what we're doing inside virtual space. And I'm happy to be a part of this change existence and this change opportunity. So stay locked. And remember, tomorrow at 8 o'clock right here on Carib Voice Radio, we're going to have a show coming from Croatia. It's a very special moment in terms of what we're doing for Spirituality in the Mix. So keep us on the lot. Like I said, stay liquid and loyal and be spontaneous in your enthusiasm. As I close, I'm going to share a little song here again with you, Spontaneous. Hope you enjoy it. Keep us on the line. Stay tuned.
when I hear this sweet soca play, and then I start jumping, jumping.
Radio.
Believe it.